This is Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusea in today for Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
It's Thursday, and that means it's time for our weekend picks, when we take time out to highlight some events and things to do around town this weekend. And for that, we turn again to Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor for digboston.com. Welcome back, Hillary.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what's going on this weekend?
I'm really, really excited that my favorite 80s movie of all time is playing at Somerville Theater. It is The Goonies.
The Goonies!
If you haven't seen The Goonies, I feel so bad for you, you poor deprived soul. But it's awesome. It's a fantastic leap back into the nostalgic foray of terrible, awful teen comedy dramas. And we actually have a clip from Sloth, who I think is everybody's favorite. Let's call him a misfit, I guess. But here's a clip from Sloth from The Goonies, really quick.
Look, I got a baby Ruth, sir.
So incomparable nostalgia for us children of the 80s.
I will never look at a Baby Ruth candy bar the same way ever again. I don't think. It's impossible after that. But
speaking of concessions, that's the other great thing about the Somerville Theater, right? Is that they have
beer. So much beer. Local brews on tap. All you really need with some popcorn and a great flick. So
it's a great place to go to, too, because it's just a beautiful theater, and Davis is beautiful, and you go, you have a beer, you go out, you have an ice cream at J.P. Licks. It's a great, great night.
Sounds like a perfect summer date, frankly. So, fellas. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I've got one for you, Hillary. So, this Sunday at the Holiday Inn in Boxborough, you, Hillary, are invited to receive a personal blessing in the form of a hug from the renowned spiritual and humanitarian leader Sri Mata Amrit Anandamayi Devi, better known as Amma, or Mother in Hindi. She is known as the Hugging Saint. Her whole thing is that she goes around the world and she just hugs people. And it's not with the pretense that it's going to like heal you of anything or make the lame walk. It's just to spread motherly love and compassion. And people form these huge lines. And she generally maintains like an average 3-hug-a-minute pace. Although I read that in 2003, on the occasion of her birthday in India, she hugged 75,000 people in 23 hours and 20 minutes. And I did the math on that, by the way. That works out to 53.57 hugs a minute. So basically one a second. I imagine that the affair in Boxborough this weekend will be a little bit more relaxed. But it's Sunday. It's free and open to the public. Although people do make donations at these events, which pay for her tours. And she's also raised tens of millions of dollars for a disaster relief around the world. So go get your hug.
So disaster relief through a hugathon, that's a lot of good, a lot of feel-goody lovingness going on.
A lot of good vibes in one place.
I'm down with it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
All right, what do you got?
I have, well, some more good vibes coming from Boston Hip Hop with Mo Pope at church. He's actually going to be at church over on Kilmarnock Street on Monday night. And Mo Pope is, he's synonymous with Boston Hip Hop right now. He's fantastic. He's really talented. And Let the Right Ones In, his new disc is coming out this fall. So you'll get to hear some of, his new tracks when you go see him on Monday.
Okay, let's listen to some Mo Pope.
Come on, mama was B-girl, that moonwalk slow. Pop lock low, taught me how to use my flow. Wipe my nose, sicker I got, better I get. Bigger the threat, the bigger crowd moving they neck.
There's so much great local hip-hop in Boston that people don't know about.
But he's the crown jewel of it right now, so.
Okay, so I've got another music one, Hillary, and that's Bella Fleck and the Flecktones playing in Boarding House Park up in Lowell. I think of Bella Fleck and the Flecktones as like the thinking man's jam band. You know, it's just such nerdy,
cool,
music. And Bella Fleck, we were really, really lucky, joined us live yesterday on our show.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And he played for us, and here's a little bit of that.
So when I got out of high school, I was a free agent,
and I
was able to move to Boston and join a band, unfortunately named Tasty Licks. But I was there for 3 years, and I ended up playing on the street near the end of that in Harvard Square and eventually moving to the South. But yeah, Boston's where I got to be
Bela Fleck sat around and played on the street in Harvard Square?
Oh, yeah. It was fun. I learned a lot.
How awesome is that, Hillary?
Pretty rad, if I do say so.
So folks can listen to that interview right now at radioboston.org. It was a really great time. You got one more for us, Hillary?
I do. Oh, you pretty things at Oberon. Now, Adam, do you like David Bowie?
Sure.
Are you a Bowie fan? Okay, well, Nikki Luparelli really, 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 really loves David Bowie, to the point where she coordinated a fantastic cabaret act and burlesque dancers to perform basically a Bowie tribute, and it's taking place at Oberon this weekend. So we actually have a clip of Nikki singing Angelina Zuma Zuma, and this won't be a part of the show, but I think you can get a pretty good sense of what her chops are right here.
I eat her antipasta twice just because she is so nice, Angelina.
Okay, so just to recap, it's a cabaret singer with a burlesque troupe doing a David Bowie review.
Exactly. So picture her doing Ziggy Stardust and Life on Mars and all that crazy stuff. And I think that you've got a pretty good handle on the absolute ridiculosity that's going to be happening at
that
Oberon.
That sounds bananas.
I'm super excited about it. But.
All right. Well, why don't we just go out on a little bit of the real thing, real David Bowie here. That's Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor for DigBoston.com. Hillary, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
For more information and details about this week's picks, go to our website. That's radioboston.org.
Coming up in a moment, the story behind Charlotte's Web and the man who spun it, the legendary E.B. White. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. Stay with us. This is Radio Boston. Nowhere, heaven knows he's obtained.